Hello, I'm Alejandro Sanz, and today I'm going to talk about real-life historical and modern facts that show the relationship between real racism and racism of mice and men, written by John Steinbeck. The theme John Steinbeck wants to interpret in this book is that racism is a way of thinking that makes people that are different feel powerless because people can't accept differences. In the book of Mice and Men, John Steinbeck states many examples of racism directed to one specific character. Crooks of Mice and Men setting is happening in the United States of America. In that time, black people weren't really accepted in the US. In the book, white people treated bad Crooks only because he is a Negro. Crooks lived in a poor house that was barely functioning. John Steinbeck describes Crooks' house in Of Mice and Men. Crooks, the Negro, stable buck, had his bunk in the harness room, a little shed that leaned off the wall of the barn. On one side of the little room, there was a square four-paneled window, and on the other, a narrow plank door leading into the barn. Quote, Steinbeck, page 67. As you can see, this was unfair, but it's the reality in which many people lived in during the Great Depression in the U.S. One example of racism throughout history is the Inquisition made by the Catholic Church. Maybe you can ask, isn't the Catholic Church perfect? Well, here is a proof that tells that the Catholic Church isn't perfect at all. In the era from the 11th century to the 19th century, the Catholic Church did a terrible thing called Inquisition. Inquisition was a period of time where the Catholic Church committed millions of casualties because of the race and religion people were engaged to. This period of time was one of the worst periods for the Catholic Church. The Inquisition happened mostly because of the corrupt bad popes and important Catholics. These popes were ruthless with different religious people because they thought their religion was the only one that was correct and also thought that they needed to kill anyone that thought differently. In that time, people that were Muslims, Jewish, or from any other religion or race needed to be vigilant because in any time, Roman or Spanish knights may kill them, so they lived in plight. Another historical example of racism is World War II. As you may know, the leader of the Nazis was named Adolf Hitler. He was an extreme racist who thought that Jewish people were inferior and he thought Germany lost World War I because of them. When he turned into power, Hitler started installing anti-Semitic rules to treat them as non-humans. In 1942, Adolf Hitler started killing Jews in gas cameras and burning them to make soap. This event was called the Holocaust. One modern example of racism is the different problems of Latin American and Negro sport players that go to Europe or to a global scale. For example, the Brazilian soccer player Daniel Alves went to Europe to play for the Spanish team Football Club Barcelona. There he was treated poorly because he is Brazilian and also because he was black. Specifically, on the 27th of November in 2014, he was playing in Villarreal, when the fans that were seeing the game treated him like a monkey and even threw him a banana. After the game, he said that he was very sad about what happened in the game and almost cried during the game. Another example of racism against soccer players is what happened with the Italian player Mario Balotelli. He played in many different Italian teams, but the most important team he played on was in AC Milan. There he scored a lot of goals and played a lot of games, but there was a problem. His skin color was black. Because of this, his own fans criticized him and treated him like a monkey. In some games, they even made monkey sounds for him. It happened so often that it looked that it was normal to do him that. After years of being discriminated, he finally exploded and started insulting others and crying during a game. After a game, he declared assertively, "If I would have born white, I would have less problems." Mario Balotelli, while crying. You can see that there are many famous examples of racism, and you may have known these last two examples before listening to this podcast. But now I'm going to tell you about an example I bet you didn't know about, my own experience with racism. As you may know, I'm a Colombian atheist, and I'm not ashamed to say it to anyone. Here in Colombia, I had never had a problem because of that. But all that changed when I went to the US. My family and me went to New York a few years ago. I was very excited because on that trip I had been waiting for months. When I finally was there, the first few days were awesome, and I learned a lot of things, but I hadn't learned the principal lesson yet. When I was visiting the Statue of Liberty, I met a group of Canadian Catholics that went there on holidays too, so I tried to make friends with them. But when they heard my accent, they instantly knew I was a Latin. They started to make fun of me, but I ignored the rude jokes they made to me because I still was hopeful on making some friends. That was my worst mistake while I was there. Coincidentally, the Canadian children were staying at the same hotel as me. Yes, I said excited. I definitely didn't know what I was doing. Later, I started to talk with them, and guess what? They still made fun of me. It was worse when they found out that I'm an atheist. They bullied me even more. The bullying reached a point that I almost started crying and getting dwindled, but I decided to not tell anyone because I didn't want to get embarrassed with them. That night, I started crying alone in my room without anyone knowing about it. That happened repeatedly the next few days. One day I decided to tell the Canadian kids how I was feeling about the situation, but I didn't have enough willpower to tell them. Each day that passed, I was feeling worse, irritated, and with less power, willpower. I was feeling very bleak and tried to be docile. For a time, I was in verge of crying. When I was about to return to Colombia, I made a mistake I will regret for the rest of my life. The Canadian kids were going to tell me goodbye, but they started with those racist jokes again. I couldn't stand that anymore, and I exploded. First, I started to insult him, and then started to fight physically with them. In that trip, I learned to not let anyone attack me, because it can produce a bigger problem. I also learned that I need to cope with my problems and impede people from hurting me. Racism is important for the history because it is a thing we need to monitor from the start of civilizations. Racism has separated us because of how we look and what we think, and that is really bad for us. We need to reunite and accept our difference and be one nation, the human nation. And remember, always be yourself.